where we're playing the quiz of the Bumblebee. And with us on the phone this morning is Sadie in Midland. Yay, Midland. I love it up there. How are you, Sadie?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Terrific, thanks. Are you at home or in your car or?
I'm in my car just getting ready to go to work. I'm with my son and it's pouring rain.
Pouring rain. Same here. It's pouring rain here too. What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher. I'm a music teacher for students K-8.
Fantastic. Good for you. That's what we need. More music teachers. Fantastic.
That's right.
What a noble profession. Are you all set to play the quiz of the Bumblebee?
Yes, we're going to try.
Okay. What's your son's name?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing yourself?
Great, thanks. What grade are you in, Joe?
11.
11. Awesome. A good year. All right. All set to play, guys?
Yes.
Okay. True or false? This Friday, September 26th, a dim sum restaurant on Dundas Street West in Toronto is giving away 2,000 free dumplings for World Dumpling Day. True or false?
True.
You bet. Who popularized the term sandwich in English?
Repeat that again, sorry?
Who popularized the term sandwich in English?
Oh, I think it came from Germany originally.
All right. Well, I'll let you know. It's the Earl of Sandwich in England.
Oh.
Here you go. Let me ask you another one. Now, the Toronto Garlic Festival's on Sunday, September 28th. True or false?
True.
You bet. Another one. This Friday, September 26th, the Philharmonic Orchestra performs music at the movies at Roy Thompson Hall. Are they playing music by John Williams or Ennio Morricone?
I'm going to say the second one.
Oh, Ennio Morricone? Okay.
Yeah.
And one more question. What is the world's rarest hair and eye color combination?
Rarest hair and eye color. I'm going to say red.
Mm-hmm.
Red hair and...
You know this.
Green eyes.
I would go with blue, but that would be very rare, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
well, the answer to that is red hair and blue eyes. But let me go through them. You know what? You got four right. Listen, I'm just going to ask you one more question. What do you think, Jeremy? Should I? Okay, he's good with me. Are all babies born with blue eyes?
Well, it's like a gray eyes, like blue. Yes.
All babies, even Caribbean babies?
Oh no, 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 no.
See, there you go. True. Yay. 5 mugs. I had to make you work for it. Excuse me. 5. What am I saying? That was 2 mugs. What am I saying? 2 mugs. You've won 2 mugs. And you also have won tickets to Toronto Symphony Orchestra's Debussy Sibelius concert at Roy Thompson Hall on November 1st at 7:30 as part of our Fall Arts Getaway. How does that sound?
It sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And our receptionist will be in touch with you between 11 and 3 today. And I must very quickly, because I received an email yesterday that I forgot to give the questions and give the answers as well. So true or false, this Friday, September 26th, Dim Sum Restaurant on Dundas Street West, you bet, they're giving away free dumplings. And who popularized the term sandwich in English? John Montague, the Earl of Sandwich. And the Toronto Garlic Festival is indeed on Sunday, September 28th. And this Friday, September 26th, the Film Harmonic performs music at the movies at Roy Thompson Hall. And they are playing music by John Williams. And what is the world's rarest hair and eye color combination? Red hair and blue eyes. Approximately 1 in 600 people have that. True or false, all babies are born with blue eyes? False. But congratulations, you've won 2 mugs and those fabulous tickets. So you'll hear from our receptionist. She's going to tell you all about it.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have a great day yourselves.